From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
A hold?
A hold. Well, I think they should hold, but that's, you know, we can spin an awful lot of commentary around that, can't we? Yeah, it's all about the RBNZ today. That's 2 o'clock, the release of the monetary policy statement and a review of the official cash rate. I think you were commenting on this a little while ago, Mike. 6 weeks ago, there's quite a different tone about this discussion, wasn't it? Yeah. Common wisdom back then was that the Reserve Bank would hold the official cash rate at 5.5% and we'd all be sitting around debating the timing of the first cut to the OCR, but not so now, not so now. There's a far, I think, greater sense of anticipation around this meeting than we've seen in quite some time. And why is that? Because there is now the prospect that the OCR may go up, or at least it's being discussed as a real possibility. So I suppose quickly, why are we even going there? And let's just quickly sort of break down some of these factors. We got a lower than expected CPI inflation number. Remember that inflation? The headline inflation was lower than we thought. But in commentary that we've had since, the Reserve Bank chose to focus very specifically on the non-tradable inflation, the sticky, persistent domestic stuff. They've also, over the course of the last few weeks, commented that we are a long way from the 2% target, and 2% is still the target. It's not the upper band, you know, it's not the 3%, the upper band of the range is 2%. Inflation expectations, they are slow to come down. They poured cold, the RBNZ poured cold water on the lower than expected growth number, that third quarter growth number. Their take was that private sector demand was not actually declining. We've still got the migration surge. We're still seeing the impacts of that. And that recent labour market data was stronger than expected. So, look, there is plenty of data leaning the other way. My speculation, Mike, and this is purely my speculation, is that that fall that we saw in wholesale interest rates through the final weeks of 2023 and the degree of speculation in the markets over cuts to the official cash rate in the second half of 2024 or later this year, that wasn't helpful for the central bank. And the hawkish commentary that we've seen is the bank pushing back against that sort of pricing and speculation. You know, inflation expectations, they have fallen. Tradable inflation, it is lowering, it is offsetting and softening the impact of the non-tradable elements. Retail sales data was weak, and I'll talk about that a bit more in a minute. Those selected price indexes, there weren't any surprises in that data. So there's no way you'd cut the OCR right now, but I think leaving the rate as it is, confirming the rate will be there for some time, reiterating that a rate hike might still be necessary, and critically, allowing the full transmission of higher rates into the mortgage market, which we know will occur this year, that will be sufficient to see inflation moderate. But look, you know what all this is, Mike? This is all just flim-flam, because at 2 p.m. we'll know what's going on.
It's jibber-jabber is what that jibber-jabber. Is. Now, speaking of the bank's Westpac, so we've got another read on the retail spend. So where's that at?
Yeah, so look, we think it's retail spending is weak, and Westpac gave us an update on this yesterday. It confirms the tone we've seen in the recent Stats New Zealand retail spending data. Westpac called it the retail spending pulse data from their ecosystem, their customer data. January spending up 3.4% on last year, but as we've talked about before, Mike, population's growing faster than we've seen it in decades, just under 3%. Retail prices are up around 4%. So theoretically, you know, you should see retail spending up far more than 3.5% or 3.4%, because you're spending 3.4%, but there's more of us and you're getting much less bang for your buck. Thing is, they segmented their data. They've reported that if you have a mortgage, they looked at sort of what were mortgage holders spending. They've been under even more pressure. Their spending has been affected more. Also very relevant to today's announcement, their estimate is that the average mortgage rate that borrowers are paying will rise by a further 60 basis points on average in 2024 without the OCR going up. Okay. And that's the next leg of the transmission of monetary policy.
Yes,
it'll be
now
a big day ahead, Mike. Big
okay,
day ahead.
Talk to me about the numbers.
The Dow Jones has dropped. It's down 174 points, about just under 0.5%, 38895. The S&P 500 is more or less unchanged, 5068. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it, has just snuck under the 16,000 level. It's at 15,999. But it's still a small rise, actually, on the day. The FTSE 100 down 1, 7683. The Nikkei 39239, which is up 6. Yesterday, the ASX ASX 200 gained 10 points, 7,663. And the NZX 50 lost 15 points yesterday, 11,694. One Kiwi dollar against the US will buy you 0.6170. Very helpfully, seeing as I'll be spending some money in Melbourne tomorrow, the Kiwi dollar is stronger against the Aussie dollar. That will
you realise Tay-Tay's already gone through and out the other side,
I know. I know. So what I'm hoping is that all the prices are lower and I can get restaurant bookings. Kelleher Jr. has been onto that, actually. But anyway, it's at 0.9427 against the Aussie, 0.5683 against the Euro, 0.4862 pounds, 92.84 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,033, and Brent crude, $83.24.
Are you at the stage of life where the junior does the booking, but dad still pays the bill?
You got it in one.
Okay, there you go. Have a good
and he
try.
Books the restaurants he can't afford.
You go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher back on Tuesday at jmiwealth.co.nz. Just wanted to get the numbers, the letters in the right order.